the Mishnah and Dafra Metchesem et Aleph, Mishaya Eved O Isha O Katan Makrin O So Ona Achrehen Mashahim Omrim Vetoval of Meira. Rashi points out that the Mishnah is based on an assumption that Kol She'ein Mechuyev B'davar Ein Motzias HaMechuyev Yidei Chovaso. So this Eved, Isha, or Katan simply serve as a talking sitter, that they enable you to be able to say the words, but they're not motzi you because they're eno mechuyav b'davar. Tosas over here was bothered l'chora by what he viewed as a stira between our sugya and the sugya imsachin. Mashma kan de isha petura mehalel de sukkas v'chein atzeres. And l'chora, there is a default position of a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, that our sugya makes total sense in the broader picture of the chiyuvim of women in mitzvos. However, Tosfos assumes that since the Gemara in Pesachim says that women are chayiv in arba kosos, because of afhein hayu ba'oso hanes, and the arba kosos are linked in with four brachos, and one of those, I shouldn't use four brachos, the arba kosos are linked in with four inyanim, and one of those four inyanim is Hallel. So if the women are chayev in the kos of Hallel, kaner'eh that they are chayev in Hallel as well. That's Tosfos's assumption. And so why should women be chayev in Hallel on two of the three regalim and not the third regal? So Tosfos over here offers a theory that shiny Hallel de Pesach, the al hanes ba, va'afhein hayu ba'oso hanes, that the same exception that takes arba kosos out of the rule of mitzvos aseh shazman grama, that women are chayev because of afhein hayu ba'oso hanes. That's a gemara in Pesachim. Kanir'eh that the hallel of Leil HaSeder is also a hallel al hanes, as opposed to the hallel of Sukkos and Shavuos. So what's the other option? In other words, that we have a Hallel al Hanes, and therefore we have a rule of Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. That's an exception to the rule of Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. Such a Mitzvah Aseh, which is Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, women are Chayav, as opposed to Sukkos. So what then is the Hallel of Sukkos, if not al Hanes?
So
you know,
al Hanes,
a little sharper. Excuse me? It's a Hallel for Yom Tov, but the Chorah Hallel is a Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So we call it a Simcha. That's a Kiyum of Simcha.
Kiyum of Simcha that we'll see a little later on, perhaps in the Ramban, but I would think, we don't have to necessarily think of this on our own. This was dealt with by the Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban in Chumash points out that we have a machlokas back on Daf Yud Aleph when the Gemara is speaking about the dimensions of the sukkah. The Gemara and the material from which the sukkah and the schach can be made, the Gemara over there brings in a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rav Eliezer. What does the pasuk mean? Kivash sukkos oshavti es b'nei Yisrael. According to Rav Eliezer, anane hakavod hayu. According to Rabbi Akiva, sukkos mamush asu lahem. So if we have a chag hasukkos which is based on anane hakavod, then what is the hallel?
Nes.
There is a nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us out of Mitzrayim and nurturing us for 40 years in the Midbar in Anane HaKavod. That's a nes. If we say no, that the Sukkos Hoshavti are booths, are huts, are Sukkos Mamash, so what is then the nature of Sukkos and of the Hallel?
Also
a
nes.
It's a nes. What? We'll read it in the Ramban, but l'chora it's a zecher to the fact that we spent 40 years in a midbar in Sukkos Mamash. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the means of taking care of ourselves, what we call Nes Nistar, right? It was derech hateva. In other words, we had to build our living quarters and rebuild them every time we moved. So if you look in the Ramban over there on this pasuk of Kiva Sukkos Shabbos Bnei Yisrael quotes Rashi, who quotes Rav Eliezer Anani Hakavod, v'hu nachon be'ein aderech hapshat kitziva sheyedu hadoros es kol ma'asei Hashem hagadol asher ase imahem lehafli. This is what we call nes. This is halal al hanes sheshachan otam ba'anane kavodo kesukah. That sukkah is simply a metaphor for our being, our living in anane hakavod. Kinyan shenemar. We have a pasuk in Yeshayahu speaking about such a sukkah te'elitzel yomim. In other words, as a metaphor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha. V'mneishik varpire shanana shemalim yomam v'amud ha'esh laylam arstam kibla sukkah sashafti. That which I took you out of Mitzrayim with, that was your dwelling place. So sisilem anani kavod sukkos lahagen aleihem. All right, v'tziva bezichron hanes hakayam hanas elohem koyim eyamidosam b'midbar b'tchilas simos hageshamim. Right, that's why we have sukkos bedafka at that time. However, that's all according to Rav Eliezer, namely that which Tosus points out by us that we want to say that let's take one more step. In other words, but al das haomer sukkos mamash asu lahem. Rabbi Akiva Shita, heichelu la'asotam b'tchilas achor b'nei hakor k'mina gamachanot. So the timing of Sukkot is perfect. That's when people need to come out from under the stars and begin to create shelters. L'chein tziva lahen bizman hazeh v'hazikaron. What does it mean to say basuka? In other words, v'hazikaron, what are we supposed to be thinking about on Sukkos? Sheyedu v'yiskeru shehayu b'midbar lo ba'u b'bayis v'ir moshav lo matzu arba'im shana Hashem hayayimayim lo chasru davar. This is not a zecher or neis. This is a zecher to a historical episode in Jewish history, that we have this episode where we lived in the midbar for 40 years, that we were not, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that we had sufficient food, we had sufficient water, we were taken care of from the elements, etc. So what that which Tosus by us writes, the sheet of Tosus by us, that he wants to distinguish between the Hallel of Pesach, which is a Hallel of Af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Hanes, Avokan Lo Al Hanes Amur. That makes a lot of sense according to Rabbi Akiva, but it's much more difficult according to Rav Eliezer. According to Rav Eliezer, Kiva Sukkos Hashavti, there's just as much a nes in being in Anani HaKavod for 40 years as there is in Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Yeah. Okay. So we have to understand that, you know, that this Tosfos L'chora would be totally in an understanding of what Sukkos means. A. B, there is l'chora an alternate approach in Tosfos Imsachim. What does Tosfos Imsachim, he asks the same question, no? Tosfos Imsachim points out, Hada amrinan dipeturos misuka af algav shehein hayu ba'oso hanes ki basukos hoshafti. In other words, the assumption of Tosos in Pesachim is that we have a daya of Anane HaKavod, and so why should they be chayav in Arba Kosos and Potter from Sukkah? Hasam ba'asei de'oraisa, aval Arba Kosos d'rabanan, tiknu gam l'nashim kevan shehayu ba'oso hanes. What option does Tosos raise in Pesachim that could answer Tosos' question by us? Tosos asks by us, why are women patur from Hallel on Sukkos if they are chayev in Hallel the night of the Seder?
The night of the Seder is only mitzvah derabanan.
the option that once Tosfos distinguishing Doraisa and Drabanan, if we're going to say that Halal and Sukkos is Doraisa and Halal the night of the Seder is Drabanan, that would answer Tosfos' question. But the question is there such a Shita? Can we go at all in that direction? Okay? So before we go in that direction, first let's just buttress up a little of Tosfos by us, and then we'll see what the other alternatives are. Tosfos by us made a comparison. He said that since the Arba Kosos, women are Chayav, kaf af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, and one of the inyanim on which Arba Rikosos relates to is Halel, kan her'eh, that women must be Chayav in that Halel because of af hein hayu ba'oso hanes. How does that assumption work? In other words, what is Tosfos assuming about the relationship between Arba Kosos on one hand and Kiddush Haggadah, Birkas HaMazon and Halel on the other hand?
The coast comes out of the. Wait, it sounds like Tosfos is actually going in the wrong direction. It sounds like the coast comes out of the mitzvah. Whereas it really seems like, we have four kosos, so we find four mitzvahs.
Right. In other words, if we would say that there is an independent mitzvah of drinking arba kosos, and that these arba kosos were also connected to four mitzvos, then Tosfos has nothing to stand on. Tosfos only makes sense if we say that the whole din of arba kosos is to empower four mitzvos, but not beyond that. So that's a machokas rishonim. And over here, really, Tosfos is l'shitato. If you look in the bottom of the page, the Tosfos in Psachim daf tzaditesim adbeis, lo yifchasu lo me arba kosos, Tosfos is medayik, the language of the Mishnah. Who is the lo over here? Who are we speaking about? The ani, right? Lo yifchasu lo, the ani. Mitoch haloshon mashmak tzat, the Aina Nosnim Rabbanav Livnei Beso, that when you're giving Akimcha de Pischa, you give the Ani enough wine for Arba Kosos for him. O Yifchasu Lo May Arba Kosos. What about all the B'nei Habayis? What about his kids? What about his wife? I mean, aren't they also Chayav in Arba Kosos? What, in other words, how do we make this distinction? So Tosfos points out, Ki Im Vahu Motzi Es Kulam B'Shelo. That he will be motzi them in their arba kosos usvarahu, and it makes a lot of sense to say in that direction the maishna arba kosos mikiddush de kol hashana, right? Both men and women and children are chayev in kiddush Friday night, and yet the father, the husband, is motzi everyone in his house echad motzi es kulam. So the same way that he's motzi in kiddush, he's also motzi in arba kosos. Namely, that Tosfos says that what are arba kosos? They are simply four mitzvos al hakos, and just like when you have a mitzvah al hakos of kiddush, one can be motzi all, so also the mitzvah of arba kosos, one can be motzi all. That the ikar is that there should be a kos of kiddush, and a kos of birkas hamazon, and a kos of haggadah, and a kos of halal. And one can be motzi everyone. Then Tosfos makes perfect sense to say that if women are chayav in arba kosos, kanereh they're chayav in bum 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 in kiddush, in haggadah, in birkas hamazon, and in halal, because the kos simply serves as a kos shel bracha, just like in the world of kiddush. The Rambam is the one who disagrees. The Rambam writes in Zayin, lefikach kishesoed adam b'raylo hazet zarech lechol v'lishtos v'hu meisev derech cherus. V'chol echad v'echad bein anoshim chayav lishtos b'layla hazeh arba kosos shel yayin. And the Rambam continues and points out, v'afilu onim esparnes lo yifchasu lo me arba kosos. What does the lo mean according to the Rambam?
Everyone.
For him, for his wife, for the children, for everyone. Shir kol kos mehen revius, that is a mitzvah of drinking. Namely, the Rambam says, in a chinami, we're going to link the arba kosos with four mitzvahs, but there's an independent mitzvah of drinking arba kosos. And the afhein ba'oso hanes is the inyan of meisev deracheres, namely the drinking four cups of wine, is the kiyum of afhein hayu ba'oso hanes, not the four mitzvahs that they're connected with. Okay, so Tosfos then is making over here in our Tosfos two assumptions. One assumption about the relationship between Arba Kosos and Hallel, the night of the Seder, and another assumption regarding the nature of Sukkos, that he's assuming that the world of Arba Kosos are Kos Al HaBracha, Koshel Bracha on Mitzvos, and so if there's a Koshel Bracha, Kaner'eh, there's a Chiyuv in the Mitzvah, and so women are Chayav in Hallel on Leil HaSeder. However, the Hallel of Sukkos is not a Hallel on Anani HaKavod, it's a Hallel on Sukkos Mamash, that's simply a zecher to a historical epoch, and on that, women are pater. They're only chayiv in that which relates to Afhen Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. Afhen Hayu Ba'oso Hanes is Arba Kosos on Hallel of Leil Pesach, but not on the Hallel of Sukkos. Okay, just to understand Tosos, yes?
Doesn't Tosos reject his own answer and say that really they do have a chayiv to drink? Like everyone in the household?
At the end, he says.
At end, he points out that our minhag is that everyone drinks. That's our minhag. But, in other words, the Tosfos never rejects mitoch halasha and mashma. In other words, as he points out, usvarahu. In other words, it makes a lot of sense to say this way. Our minhag is not that way. Our minhag is that everyone drinks arba kosos. But the svara, that arba kosos should be no different than kosher bracha, than kiddush, that Tosfos retains. Okay, this said. Okay, so what are the other alternatives to be able to deal with Tosfos' question as to why women would be chayav on Leil HaSeder in Hallel, assuming that that's correct, that women are chayav, and they'd be pater on Sukkos? So here I sent you to Rav Velvel. Who points out that this lechora is the shita of Rav Hai Gaon, which then morphs into the shita of the Bahag, which morphs into the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which morphs into the shita of Rav Yehuda Chosid. Okay, that we have over here a certain framework. But let's just give the background for Rav Velvel, and that is the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah. Rambam and the Ravid and the Magid Mishnah. What does the Rambam tell us about Hallel? What is the source of Hallel? What is the core of Hallel?
Divrei
Sofrim. Divrei Sofrim is a very, very enigmatic phrase within the Rambam in many, many areas. The Rambam, for example, writes that Kedushei Kesef is Midivrei Sofrim. And over there, the Mefarshim say it's Doraisa learned out from Yud Gimel Midos She HaTorah Nid Reshet Bahem. But over here, it appears to be quite clear that all of the Mefarshim of the Rambam understood what does Divrei Sofer mean in the Rambam? Drabanan. That the Rambam wrote in Hebrew. He took every phrase in the Gemara in Aramaic, translated into Hebrew. Divrei Sofrim is a Hebrew translation of Midrabanan. Midrabanan is Divrei Sofrim. The Ravid is upset at the Rambam and points out that Amar Avraham v'yesh bahem asei midivrei Kabbalah. Why call this Divrei Sofrim? Isn't it a black and white pasuk in the Nevi'im? Hashir yelachem kolel hiskadesh chag. The Magid Mishnah quotes the Ravid and points out ube'emes shebeperek arve psachim amru hanaviim tiknu hallel al kol tzara shenigolam imena avoga omro biyamim kvuim midivreihem hu va'afal pi shehivio be'erchin oso pasuk eno ela lismach uledimion v'ze da'as rabbeinu v'hu hanira. What is the Magid Mishnah over here saying? He says that we have two Gemaras. We have one Gemara in Arvei Psachim and another Gemara in Erchin. Both of these Gemaras relate to Hallel, but both of the Gemaras give different Mekoros for Hallel. In the Bavli, in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, what is the source of Hallel? Neviim Shebeinehem Tiknu Lehem Li Yisrael. Sheyu Omrim Al Kol Perek U Perek Al Kol Tzara V'Tzara V'Chulei. What is the source of Hallel in Erechin? Shmona Asar Yomim Sheyachid Gomer Mehem Es Hallel. Boom, boom, boom. This is a statement of Rav Yochanan in the name of Rav Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok. Comes on Gemara Mishnah and says the Rambam distinguished between these two Gemaras. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah is quoting the Gemara in Erchin. The Gemara in Erchin is a din of Hallel Drabana. Gemara that the Ravid is relating to, that deals with the Pasuk of Bashir, Yelochem Kolelis Kadesh Chag, that's the Gemara in Sachim of Neviim Tiknu Lehem. But that's not what we're talking about in this Rambam. We're not talking about the Neviim Tiknu Lehem Shiyu Omrim Al Kol Perek U Perek. We're talking about the Shmona Asar Yom Shiyachid Gomer Bahem Es Ahagel. And that's how, right, look back in the Magad Mishnah, Be'emes Perek Arvei Psachim Amru, like the Ravid said, HaNeviim Tiknu Hallel. However, the Rambam is working off of the Gemara of Yamim Kvuim Midivrehem, the Gemara in Erchen. I, the Gemara in Erchen, also quotes this Pasuk, that's just as an Asmachta. Comes on the Kesef Mishnah, he says, I have no idea what in the world is going on over here. I don't understand the Ravid, I don't understand the Magad Mishnah, I don't know what's going on. We have two categories, D'oraisa and D'rabbanan. When does the category of D'rabbanan begin? Who was the first D'rabbanan? Abaye, Rav. Who was the first D'rabbanan? Who was the first takana? Who's the first of Rabbanan who made a takana? David? Shlomo? Moshe Rabbeinu. Drabbanan begin with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Tikin Lem Li Yisrael, right? Sheyu Lomdim Hilchos Chag B'Chag. You know, it's that we have Drabbanan on time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? What is this distinction between Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Sofrim? Why does the Rabbi ask a question on the Rambam? Why do you call this Divrei Sofrim? It's Divrei Kabbalah. And why is the Rambam saying, no, the Rambam is correct. This is Divrei Sofrim, not Divrei Kabbalah. It's all Drabbanan. It's all Drabbanan. What difference does it make whether it's a Drabbanan from the Tkufa of the Neviim or it's a Drabbanan from the Tkufa of the Tanoim and Amoroim? What's going on? In other words, that simply he views that the Ravid and the Magen Mishnah just leaves it one big Tzarech Iyun. What are they talking about? Why does the Ravid feel there's a question? And why does the Magen Mishnah feel, no, it's fine to distinguish? What's the distinction? It's all Drabbanan. So here is where Rav Elvel comes into the picture, okay? By pointing out that we have Tzvei Dinim conceptually, and this is what the Ravid and the Magad Mishnah really, really, really had in mind. Now, they weren't speaking about, is this D'oraisa or Drabbanan? Clearly, on the level of the Magad Mishnah and the Ravid and the and the Rav Elvel, we're talking over here on the level of Drabbanan, but we're dealing with two different worlds. So what does, now with that introduction, what are these two worlds that the Rambam is talking about according to the Magad Mishnah, etc.?
There's how the Taurus Shira and Taurus Kriya.
Right. In other words, that he quotes Rav Hai Gaon, not, in other words, Rav Hai Gaon is quoted by the Ran. The Ran in Arvei Psachim quotes Rav Hai Gaon that there are Tzvei Dinim of Hallel. We have a Kriyas Hallel, Kriya with an Aleph. We recite Hallel, and there is a Shira Al Hanes. That the first of those is the Divrei Sofrim. It's a takana of Kriyas Hallel for 18 days. The latter one is Divrei Kabbalah. That's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. That's the pasuk of Hashir Yelachem Kolel Hiskadesh Chag. What's the nafgamina between these two Hallels, according to Rav Haigaon? Between the Takana of Kriyas Hallel and the Shira Al Hanes? Bracha. That on the Takana, when they were metaken it, like many drabonans, they were metaken with the bracha, Asher Kiddushan Mesasavet Tzivanu. Masha Enkein, the Shira Al Hanes, the Divrei Kabbalah, is without a bracha. It should be said without a bracha. The Hallel of Leil HaSeder is which Hallel?
Hallel of Shira.
Shira. There's no bracha within the Haggadah. There's no bracha. The Hallel that we say on Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach on the first day is which Hallel?
With the bracha.
Is the Kriya with the bracha. Okay? That's stage one of Revival. Stage two is he moves over to the Bahag and the Magid Mishnah, who point out that this din of Shira is not only a din of Leil Seder, Koleles Kadesh Chag, but what? This is really which Gemara? The Hallel of Shira? That's the Gemara in Psachim Adaf Kuf Yud Zayin, Nevi'im Shebenehem, Tiknu Lehem Yisrael Shiu Omrim Oso Al Kol Perek Uperek. I'll call Shira the Shira. In other words, that any Hallel on a Geula, right, that if the Rabbanut HaRashit was metakein to say Hallel on Yom HaAtzmaut, this is the Hallel of the Nevi'im, this is not Yutek Yom, this is the Hallel of the Nevi'im of Shira, Kolel Hiskadesh Chag. Okay. That takes the point number two. Point number three, moving over to Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbi Notam add into this equation?
About a bracha even.
He says you make a bracha on both of them. It's irrelevant whether we're talking about the Divrei Torah or the Divrei Kabbalah, Borur, that you make a bracha. So if we make a bracha on both of them, what then is the practical distinction between them, according to Rabbi Notam?
When you have a bracha.
Excuse me?
When you have a bracha.
What do you mean, when?
Meaning, if it's meat, because of Kriya, then it has to be a full Hallel.
Ah, right. The difference is the phrase, Gomrim es HaHallel. Right? That the phrase in the Gemara in Erechin is, Shmona Asar Yom Yachid Gomer Bahen es HaHallel. There's no such concept of Mixas HaHallel. It's all or nothing. You make a bracha on all of Hallel. If you're not making a bracha on all of Hallel, if you're not saying all of Hallel, it's not Hallel. It's not Yud Ches Davar. Maybe a Minhag, like on Rosh Chodesh. We have a Minhag to say Hallel. So there, that's a totally different matter. But the Gomrim Es HaHallel is the heter to say a bracha. Ma She'en Kein, when you were dealing with the Hallel, Kolel Es Kadesh Chag, even if one is not Gomer, even on Mixas, one says Hallel with a bracha. And what is the Raya to Rabbeinu Tam? That even on a Mixas Hallel, one would say a bracha if it's a shir. Where do we find the shir of Hallel? Not one of Yud Kes Yomim, a shir of Hallel where they didn't finish the Hallel, but Bechol Zot they made a bracha. That in on Yud Dalet the Nisan in the Beis Hamikdash, the Jews came into Beis Hamikdash in three Naglot, and in the third time around, in that third group that came in, they didn't finish Hallel, and yet they had no problem of making the bracha. And you know, so on that plane, we see the distinction between Ligmor Es HaHallel, which is the Drabanan. And the Divrei Kabbalah is not only Leil HaSeder, but every Geula with a bracha, but no need to be Gomer. Comes along number four, the Mordechai, and gives another nafgamina, parallel to Rabbeinu Tam, but the Rabbeinu Tam didn't say it, the Mordechai however says it, that what are you allowed to do in the Hallel of Shir that you're not allowed to do in the Hallel of Ligmor? Make a break, eat your supper. You can begin Hallel, then make a break for eating, and then complete Hallel. That's what we do, El HaSeder. And that's what the Mordechai point out, because this is the Hallel of Shira. Namely, we're taking Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no din of Ligmor. Ligmor would imply as one unit, but it can be broken up, and with that, Rav Elbel comes to his, you know, it's a pinnacle, where he brings in Rav Yehuda HaChassid, what he calls the Bracha Meshuleshes, that we have on Brachos, parallel Tosfos to what we have by us, and that's in a sefer called Bracha Meshuleshes. There's a Tosfos HaRosh and a Tosfos of Rav Yehuda HaChassid, and over there there are this theoretical category that we have of Halal Hashir is given three points in time. It's the Halal of Shchitas Psachim, it's the Halal of Lele Psachim, and it's the Halal of Milchama, that we find in that Yehoshaphat, the king, said Halal when they defeated the armies of Moab. Common denominator, these are not Yomim Shigomer Mehes HaHalel. These are the Halel of Shira. I'll call Tzara V'Tzara. These are the Halel of that could have a bracha. Don't require a retzef. Don't require continuity. And you could even have a miktzas. Given this whole theory of Rav Elbel, which has been accepted by almost everyone, this is like classic. Brisker Torah that is really well based in starting from the Magid Mishnah, working his way through the Bahag, through Avhaigo, through the Mordechai, through Tosfos Rabbeinu HaChassid. How will that answer our question?
You could say women are chayav in the Halal of Shira.
Women will be chayav in the Halal of Shira, but they're not chayav in the Halal of Yudches Davar, Yudches Yamim. And therefore, Tosfos's question falls off. Even if we're going to assume that women are chayav in halal of Leil HaSeder, that's a different zach. And it makes sense to make such a distinction. Shira is Shira. This is the halal that they may have sung even in Mitzrayim. Maybe this is the halal that they sung on Kriyas Yamsuf along with the Shira. This is a halal that was sung by everyone. This is a halal that can be a miktzas, that can have a break, has a different nature. And women can be chayav masha'en kein, the halal that we're talking about in our Mishnah, that they are potter from. Okay. So that would certainly answer Tosis's question. Yitachain, and this is what Benayahu pointed out earlier, is that there may be another distinction in terms of the issue of is halal on Yantuf a d'oraisa or a drabana. Is halal yantuf a doraisa or a drabanan? Where is the literature on this matter? Is halal a doraisa or a drabanan? Again, what we saw up to now was that everyone agreed that halal was either midivrei sofrim or midivrei kabbalah, and lachora all of that is drabanan. Maybe two tzvedinim in drabanan, but it's all drabanan. Where do we have a daya that perhaps halal is doraisa? In the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam begins his Shoresh Aleph. This is by blasting the Bahag, because he says that the Bahag lists among his Taryag Mitzvos Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah, Meya Brachos B'chol Yom, Nichum Avelim, Bikur Cholim, Kfuras Hameis, Halbashas Harumim, Chishuv Tkufos, V'yudches Yom Ligmar Es HaHalav. And out of all of these, the Rambam decides to choose one of them to show the absurdity. Right? The Histakel is from Lashon of Seichel. Mimishi Yishma L'shonam. You know, that someone would be astounded when one reads this. How can one say that these are all Ne'em Rulo B'Sinai? V'yimne kriyas halel sheshibach bo David olav hashalom hakel yitala. In other words, this is called tziva b'moshe. How can you call halel tziva b'moshe if the prokem of halel come from David HaMelech? And then how can you call ner Chanukah tziva Moshe if it was set up in Bayit Sheni? How can you call Mikra Megillah tziva b'moshe if it was set up by Mordechai v'Esther? But he starts with the halel. In other words, and therefore we have to have a whole new enumerating system of Taryag Mitzvos, where we're going to be careful not to fall into the pit of the Bahag and count that which is obviously drabana. The knight Knight, who saves Yudas's purpose of saving Rishonim from the clutches of those who are masig on them is the Chasli the Ramban. He tries to save the Rif from the Hasagos of the Baal Hamor, and he tries to save the Bahag from that which the Rambam is writing about him, and he says Pum Fakert. The plea is on the Rambam. Why is there a plea on the Rambam? What does the Rambam count as a mitzvah d'oraisa, which the Rambam doesn't?
Tefillah.
The text of tefillah clearly is from the time of Anshei Knesset HaGdola. If the Rambam will call that a mitzvah d'oraisa, why? Because the concept is d'oraisa. So why can you say that by tefillah and not say the exact same thing by halal? Why? In other words, what pushed the Rambam over the brink in terms of Hallel? Maybe the concept of Hallel is d'oraisa, as parallel to what the Rambam himself writes via tefillah, and maybe even the prakim that we say. We know that not all the prakim in Tehillim were said by Moshe by David HaMelech, tefillah l'Moshe. Maybe these prakim also stem, even the pratim stem earlier, etc. And the Ramban really, goes, it's ballistic over the Rambam. And finally, he ends up that there may be two sources of Hallel, Mida Oraisa. What are the two options that he offers for Hallel de Oraisa? It's about 10 lines from the bottom, the third word on the line. V'nira midivrehem, from all of the sources that he quoted, that really Hallel is min haTorah kamo shepirashti. What's the pasuk? So he offers two options. Either it's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai, or hu bichlal hasimcha shenitztavenu ba. That we have a chiyuv of simcha, biyom simchaschem. We find that on Karbanos the simcha was performed via shira, and so perhaps over here also this is a requirement of shira. And the tochacha comes from tachas asher lo avarchu nekacha besimcha ubetuv levav, the lack of shira, and so perhaps we have a chiyuv of shira on yantav, because we have a chiyuv of simcha on yantav. That's the way the Ramban concludes, and he says, what I have accomplished is that Baal Halachos, the Bahag, is pater mikol hatvios v'ataramos halalu. That whatever the Rambam wrote doesn't impact on this particular Bahag, that in terms of Hallel, clearly Hallel has a makor midoraisa, either halcha Moshe miSinai or simcha. Here we have perhaps a tremendous nafgamina between the Rambam and the Bahag. Namely, not only a nafgamina is halal de oraisa or drabanon, can it be counted as one of tayrag mitzvos or not, but also what would be the halacha of women in halal on the yudches yamin? What would come out according to the Bahag if it's learned out from a din of simcha? Nu, what's the halacha of simcha in terms of women on yantif?
They're also chayiv.
They're chayiv. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, the Rambam that we find in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says that even though this is a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, this is a mitzvah on which there is a chiyuv. And this is what brought about the tshuva of the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh was asked a question: if a person is not sure if he said halal on yontif, Does he have to repeat Hallel or not? No. How would you answer such a question? If it's a Safek Doraisa, L'chumra. Safek Drabanan, L'kula. And so here, the, you know, where it's is Hallel a Doraisa or Drabanan? So he brings in the Bahag and the Rambam, and he brings in the Ramban, who wants to back up the Bahag. However, Ani Tama al HaBahag. What's the question? I mean, the Ramban, I'm sorry. Ani Tama al HaRamban. To say Hallel is Doraisa, you could say. You want to say it's HaMosh Misinai, fine. But to say it's built on Simcha, what's the problem?
Our Mishnah.
Our Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that women are potur from Hallel on Yud Ches Yamin. Even if you want to bring in women into Hallel the night of the Seder, so you have the Griz, that's a different din, right? You have Tosfos, Afhen Ayubos Sohanes, you have the Griz, that's a Hallel of Shira. But Hallel of Yud Ches Yamin, that is our Mishnah. And our Mishnah says black and white that women are potur. And were it to have been a din of Simcha, clearly women would have been Chayav. Therefore, QED, you see that Hallel is not included in Simcha, but rather Hallel is, as everyone holds except for the Bahag, it's a Drabanan, and if you're not sure if you said Hallel, then you do not repeat because it's Drabanan. Okay, so here we come full circle, yes?
So how does the Ramban understand our Mishnah then?
Our Mishnah is a tremendous question on that option of the Ramban. The Ramban offers an option that Hallel is a din of Simcha. What he could say, I mean, who's the one who paskins that women are chayiv in Simcha?
The Rambam.
So maybe the Ramban disagrees. Maybe the Ramban holds that Hallel is a din of Simcha and women are potter from Simcha because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama.
The Gemara say that?
The Gemara says that men are chayiv to be in Sameach their wives. What?
I think we saw this earlier in the year.
Nachon. We had a Chakira. The women chayev per se, or is the chayev on the husband? So we saw Lishonos in the Rambam in this direction and in this direction. But the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that we didn't see earlier clearly says that women are chayev. He says that even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, right? Women are chayev. So working off of that Rambam, but who says that the Rambam has to agree with that? Yes?
Can we also say, I mean, maybe the Hashem of the Gemara will refute this, but what I learned this Shai's Arya, I thought it was obvious that he missed, that the Mishnah is talking about a Kiyom in Lulav, and not in Hallel per se. Right? If we understand that taking Lulav, that the Na'anuim has to be with Hallel, then Pasha the woman's Pasha from Lulav, nobody thinks woman's Chai from Lulav. So if it's a din in lulav,
yeah. But the only what we spoke about was that the na'anuim of the lulav, or the na'anuim of the lulav during Hallel, a kiyum of arba minim or a kiyum of Hallel. But Hallel per se is a is not a kiyum in arba minim.
But maybe without the Hallel, the na'anuim don't count as doing the mitzvah.
100%, that, you know, as we said, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah min hamufchar of arba minim is with the na'anuim. And we pointed out that, you know, where it's that when the Rambam speaks about someone coming, lo notal shacharis yitol ben ha'arbayim, this may be our issue of, you know, where it's, do we do this ben ha'arbayim with Hallel, without Hallel, can you have a mitzvah which will be truncated, which will be partial? But over here, we're dealing with makrin oso, we're dealing with the kriya, not with the nanuim. Our Mishnah is moved over to the kriya of Hallel per se.
I mean, the context, right, the context of the Masechta and like the order of Mishnayos, we went from Mishnah about what happens if you don't do it at the time that you want to do it, and then we move on to how do we say Hallel. It sounds like how do we do it the right way? No? I think it would be obvious that we're talking about how to do the mitzvah of
Nanuim. In other words, Nanuim are not mentioned anywhere in this Mishnah. The Hefer.
We went from Nanuim, and then we said, you didn't do Nanuim, okay, here's what you do. And then, how do you do Nanuim?
And what you want to say, if I understand you, is that this Mishnah only relates to Hallel of Sukkis as opposed to Hallel of Shavuos, as
correct.
Opposed to Hallel of
correct.
The morning of Pesach.
I think the Ramban can learn that way, and then this, and then the Shagas Ari's problems go away.
You're correct, but there are no Rishonim who learn that way.
Except even the Ramban.
we don't have the Ramban in full bloom on Lulav HaGosel, but we don't find this in the Ritva, we don't find it in the Ran, we don't find it in the Talmidim of the Ramban. Anyone who links this Mishnah with the world of Na'anuim, even the Tosfos who held the din of Oziranu, let's say Hayar. That really, that this is that we're Mekayim the mitzvah of how he himself, and our Mishnah brings in Atzeres. In other words, he doesn't want to limit it. But I am giving you an A for creativity. It's certainly a fascinating option. But in other words, to put that into the Ramban, I think we would have to have some hint that somewhere in the Rishonim we find such a understanding of our Mishnah. Yes.
Can we say this with Yoni Pollack was saying yesterday that maybe the Ramban just says that they do have a chiyuv of DRS in Halal, but they just shouldn't lead you in Halal? It's bizayon for them to lead you in Halal, to be motzi.
But if they're chayav, that's no bizayon. The bizayon is to be led by someone who's not a bar chiyuva.
No, because we said about like Megillah also, like it's not women have a chiyuv.
We're going to come to Megillah in terms of what is the chiyuv of women. Is it the same chiyuv, a different chiyuv? Why be'emet? In other words, do we have a din, or do we have a din that a woman should not be motzi a man in Megillah? Lo anyanim shutim. We'll come to that. Amir Tzashem. Yes, that's the Mar Makomos for next year. Yes.
I think I saw in the Masifta they quoted the Slach, but I think they also quoted the Rush in Brachos that sometimes even there's certain groups like he quoted Ger Katan and Nashim that even when they're chayav in something they don't have a chiyav of arvus, so that's why they can't be motzi someone.
Okay, you're 100% correct. That's a different issue in terms of Arvus is a din of Yotza Motzi. If a person has not been Yotze yet, then there's no requirement of Arvus. To apply the din of Yotza Motzi, that for that you require, in other words, if you are already Yotze, I was already Yotze Kiddush, can I now be Motzi someone else? That's where the din of Arvus comes in. I can be Motzi someone else, even though I was already Yotze, that since he and I, Koisar Rim Zebazeh, if he wasn't Yotze, then part of me wasn't Yotze, and so I can be Motzi him. In other words, so on that level of Yotza Motzi, we have a din of Arvus.
Right. So, but he was saying that I think it said that Nashim, even when they're chayv in something, they can't be Motzi others because they're not chayv in Arvus. So maybe could that be an answer here? That's why that even for the Ramban, you could say that they are chayv and it is a din in Simcha, but the reason why they can't be Motzi others is because they don't have a chiyuv in Arvus, so they can't be Motzi someone else.
I'd like to see, if you could show me the source,
I'd
appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll stop over here. The Mar Makomos I gave you, yes, you have, everyone has? In other words, the only Rav Yo I printed out for you.